Julie Winkle Giuliani offers insights about embedding development into the workflow so people can transform as they perform.
I'm always surprised when leaders explain to me why it's hard to make development a priority. It's not uncommon to hear some variation of this. My people are so maxed out, overburdened, and under-resourced, they don't have a spare moment to dedicate to their development. But let's deconstruct this argument against development. The first half of the statement, my people are so maxed out, well, that's probably the most compelling description imaginable of the business case for development. In our flat and flat out world, employees are pressed to the limits every day. But development is a strategy to push those limits out, increase capacity, and enable expanded impact and results. It's precisely when people are overburdened and under-resourced that they need development most. And the second half of the statement, they don't have a spare minute for development, well, that reflects a fundamental misunderstanding about what development is and how it works. For too long, development has been tucked away in a corner, brought out at annual reviews and addressed through workshops and classes. But for development to fit the cadence of today's workplace, it's got to be brought out of the corner and into the workflow. It's got to be woven into and around genuine contributions to the business. Real time, no spare moments required. This demands leaders who are willing to entertain an expanded or updated definition of development, one that includes experiences that build skills and abilities. And guess what? These experiences can actually focus on real work that needs to get done, creating the ultimate twofer for organizations. For example, do you have some budgeting, forecasting, or analysis work that needs to be accomplished? Find an employee who wants and needs to expand their financial acumen. In this way, you turn real work into development. Powerful and relevant development operates in the workflow. But here's a note of caution. This is not about offloading distasteful tasks to others. This embedded, integrated approach to development demands truly understanding the employee and his or her goals and finding an appropriate match in terms of genuine work that must be accomplished to drive organizational results. The very work that's overburdening you and your employees is actually the fodder required for in-role development. Simply look at these tasks and assignments in a different light, and you can offer rich opportunities for everyone to transform while they perform.
For more insights, visit juliewinklegiulioni.com.